Hi, I'm Dr. Henry Black. I'm a clinical professor of internal medicine at the New York University Langone Medical Center, a member of the Center for the Prevention of Cardiovascular Disease at that institution, and former president of the American Society of Hypertension. One of the issues that we talked about when we did the 7th Joint National Committee report, and one of our recommendations was for anyone with what we call stage 2 hypertension, systolics more than 160 and or diastolics more than 100, should begin treatment with two drugs, combination therapy. We made no recommendations about whether that should be fixed dose combinations, single pills, or free dose combinations, just using more than one drug. The reason we did this is we were able to tell from prior clinical trials that about 3/4 of hypertensive individuals ended up needing two drugs or more, often early on, in order to get to goal. We don't know what the 8th report is going to say right now, but one of the problems with the 8th report, as they've been talking about, is they're going to be really focusing only on randomized clinical trials, and there may be data from other sources that we shouldn't ignore. A very interesting paper published in Hypertension in February of 2013 looked at this question, combination therapy versus monotherapy in a group that was gleaned from a database. They did a propensity analysis, which is a very complex statistical trick to create a cohort or a comparative group that's well matched. And this was successfully done from the many, many sets of data that they had. So they looked at individuals who were clearly not been treated for 90 days, where therapy was started, at least 90 days. And they looked at those who begun on combination therapy compared to those who began on a single drug where a second drug was added later on. The average time later on was about 13 months. They saw how many got to goal, and more importantly, they looked at what the events were. Did the people who got combination therapy at the start have fewer events than the people who started on one drug and then had a second added? They did not, unfortunately, look at people who were started on a single drug and never needed anything else added, or at least it was never done. That would have been an important part of the study which was left out. What they found out was there was a significant reduction, a 23% reduction in events and in all-cause mortality. So using two drugs at the start, and the goal was reached in about 9 months as opposed to 13 months or more, made a big difference in whether or not you had a heart attack or heart failure. Not stroke somehow, but some of the problems with that was that the definition of a stroke was a little bit less precise than the definition of myocardial infarction. So what the study showed, and they didn't look at necessarily what was the best drug. They were looking at monotherapy or single dose therapy with the usual suspects, but not beta blockers. The average age of these individuals was over 60. Current recommendations would not have been to use beta blockers there, and so that was not actually evaluated. And they also didn't look at whether it was fixed dose combinations or free dose combinations, something further to be done. So I think what the message here, which is very clear in my opinion, is that first of all, we can learn things from other data sources, not just randomized clinical trials. I think it's incumbent upon us who are reading these studies or having them told to us to understand what a propensity analysis is. It's a very complex statistical issue, and they matched people in well over 50 categories, and they were well matched, which is what you'd like. And this sort of predicts what you would need. I've been trying to understand propensity analysis for quite some time, and I can't say that I really do still. But the findings are clear, if we can believe them, is that starting on two drugs in stage 2 patients, and a third of the individuals I looked at were stage 2, as opposed to stage 1, where 2/3 were, they had a much better outcome, cardiovascular outcome, and even mortality. So as we're beginning to decide what to do next and understanding how much reducing blood pressure leads to a reduction in events, we have to think about starting with two drugs. Their further analysis showed that most of what the benefit was lowering blood pressure, but maybe not all. And if that's the case, the so-called pleiotropic effects of other agents is something we have to look at later. So stay tuned. Thank you very much.